Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries on Sunday. We are a Christian, non-denominational, Protestant, internet church and a local church assembly in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank the Lord for his very presence in our midst. He has a tangible presence here with us. And Father, we want to give you praise for all that you are doing in the earth. Yes, Lord, your judgments are marvelous and wonderful in the earth. We thank you, Lord, for the revival that you have released. We thank you. Not just a revival for the Christians, a revival for those who do not know you, a revival for those who have strayed, a revival for those who have lost their way, a revival for those who have never known the name of Jesus Christ and the wonderful love that you give. We want to thank you, Father, for sweeping away those religious demons that hold people back from a true relationship with Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Lord, for stirring up the faith of the saints in Jesus' name to grab hold on you, to speak for you until they know that they know that they know that there's nothing between them and their Savior. We want to thank you, Lord, for calling the saints back to the faith as it was once delivered to the saints in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father. Hallelujah. You are great and greatly to be praised. We worship you. We adore you. We humble ourselves and bow down before you. You are God and God alone, and there is no other God with you. We thank you, Lord, that you sit high, that the earth is your footstool, Lord, that all things are naked and open before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. There is nothing that is hid from your sight, Lord. We thank you for your move, your move, your move, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. We want to thank that you release to your people. We thank you, Lord, for removing the cobwebs of ignorance for those who claim to know you in Jesus' name. We thank you for the power that's released in your word. We want to thank you for the power that's released from Calvary's cross. We want to thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for your grace. We want to thank you for your mercy. And we want to thank you for your unconditional love. We bask in your presence this morning, Lord. We yield our vessels to you. We thank you, Lord, for reminding people all over the world that if they have a body to live in, it is the personal property of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they are not free to do with it whatever they want to do whenever they get ready. Nor is it the place of any government, health, or any other kind of official to tell them to do something to their body that you are not in agreement with. We thank you and we give you praise for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for releasing your judgments in the earth, Father. Let your judgments roll. Your righteousness will be established in the hearts of the people. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In the Bible, Lord, whenever there was a wicked ruler, the people went into sin. They went back to idolatry. They forgot your works. They forgot everything that you had done for them. But, Lord, there's always been someone that you raised up. Lord, use whom you have chosen, use the ones you have chosen to call your backslidden church back to you. You died and gave your life. You released your sinless blood. You took sin upon you, Lord Jesus, for every sin that's ever been committed, from Adam and Eve to this very moment. So, Father, we thank you for your love being released. We thank you for your mercy being released. We thank you for your grace being released. We thank you for the change in Jesus' name. We thank you for the change in Jesus' name. We thank you for the change, Father, in the name of Jesus. Prepare their hearts to receive, Lord. Prepare their minds to receive. Prepare them, prepare them, prepare them for the change, for the change, for it will come suddenly. Hallelujah. It will come suddenly. Hallelujah. It will come suddenly. Hallelujah. Prepare them for the change, Father. Prepare them for the change. Prepare them for your change for them in the name of Jesus. Wickedness forsaken, righteousness restored. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your character and nature. We honor you for the divine seed that you have placed within us. We trust you that fitting cultivation will produce within each of us all that your heart has desired. Hallelujah, Lord. We reverence you, Father. Your wisdom and your strength inspire us to imitate you and to continue to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, Father, the righteous are bold as a lion. We thank you for a mouth and wisdom which all of our adversaries will not be able to deny, to contradict, to dispute, to oppose, nor to resist. In accordance with your eternal purpose, as you have purposed in Jesus Christ our Lord, we humbly receive the boldness that you have released to us and the access with new confidence by the faith as it was once delivered unto the saints. Nothing is hidden from you, Father. All things are naked and opened before you. Since our Lord and Savior is now seated at your right hand, who is well able to support and aid all who come to him by faith, yet he overcame and obeyed your will and did no sin. We approach your throne with the boldness that you have given, that we may obtain mercy and grace to help us in the time of need. We pray for utterance and words spoken to be given to us, that we may open our mouths boldly and speak forth as you would have us speak. This, Father, is our holy expectation. This is our hope in you. We thank you, Father. Amen. Good morning or afternoon, wherever you may be in the earth right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you just woke up, never mind the coffee. We're having Holy Communion. We're going to celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? He is risen. He is risen. He didn't just die. No, he got up. He got up. And it's time for the church to get up, too. We want to thank you, Lord, that you have left Holy Communion here for us to celebrate. That every time we participate, every time we celebrate, we proclaim your death till you come again. We want to thank you for this privilege, for this opportunity, and for this honor in your holy name. So those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We encourage you to have your elements ready because we are about to go before the throne of God. And we're going to celebrate with the Lord his victory because now we share in the victory that he has provided for us. The overcomer lives in us. The overcomer lives in us. And his truth we do proclaim. So we thank you, Father, for every opportunity that we have to celebrate Holy Communion with you. We want to thank you, Lord, for the great blessing that this is to us. You see, your healing virtues are released within us every time we participate. And we receive the healing, Father, spirit, soul, and body, in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you. We want to give you praise. We want to give you glory. We want to give you honor because by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we have been healed. by your very stripes, by the blood stripes that you took, where your blood ran down. Bless his holy name. By the blood that ran down from that crown of thorns, by the blood that came down when they pierced you with the nail, by the blood that came out when they pierced your side, by your stripes, Jesus, we have been healed. We receive our healing now. We don't wait. We receive it right this moment. We receive our healing right now. Right this moment. Right now. Right this moment in Jesus' holy name. We receive our healing now, Lord, in Jesus' name. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to forgive us of all of our sins, by sins we committed, things that we have forgotten to do that you told us to do, things that we were just in a bad mood and didn't do them. We ask you to forgive us for all the sins of our ancestors that we repeat. We want to thank you for purging us and cleansing us and washing us fresh in your blood. We want to thank you. We are your people. We are the sheep of your pasture. You are our good shepherd. And we have chosen to follow you. We turn away from every occurrence that is not of you. Anything that is standing in our way, Lord, we stand ready for it to be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Even if it's old and familiar, Lord, we command it to go now in the name of Jesus. It cannot stay. It cannot remain. Where we are ignorant, Lord, give us your knowledge and your wisdom. Open our eyes so that we can see. Open our ears so that we can hear. We ask you to circumcise our hearts that we can perceive what you want us to know and do, Father, in the name of Jesus. Healing is ours. It's ours. Jesus purchased it for us with his holy blood. It's ours. And we will not let go. It must manifest. It must manifest. It must manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over all doubt and all unbelief. We repent. We want nothing to do with it in Jesus' name. We pull down every imagination and every high thing that exhausts itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring each of those thoughts captive down to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We place them under your feet, Lord. We declare that we are healed. We are healed by the blood stripes of the Lamb. We are healed. We are healed by the blood stripes of the Lamb. We are healed in our minds. We're healed in our emotions. We're healed in our flesh. We're healed in our spirit. We're healed throughout our soul, even in our imagination, in our words, in our thoughts. We are healed. And we will not let go. We will not let go. We will not relent. Satan, you cannot stand in our way. We've been given power and authority over you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we forbid you to hinder us any longer. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. And now if you have your element, we are ready. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. We thank you, Lord. We forgive all of those who have betrayed us. We forgive all of those who have sinned against us. And we forgive ourselves. We ask you to forgive us for all that we have done. And he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. partake of the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup. We thank you, Lord. And when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Partake of the cup. Amen. Thank you, Lord. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Whoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Amen, amen. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Say amen, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to a strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all and every witchcraft attack, and we return the attacks unto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We return the attacks from whence they came according to the covenant in Jesus' name. And, Lord, it declares that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Lord, do what you do in Jesus' name. Be holy, God. We bind all trafficking, reporting, listening, watchers, peace, whispers, familiar demons, trafficking demons, electronic technology, digital demons, all Leviathan spirits, Kundalini spirits, all water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particles, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We send it back, all the attacks. We send it back. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. We disconnect ourselves from the spirits that come through the computer, through the cellular devices, through the television, through every electronic or technological device that exists. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut ourselves free from everything that comes off the cell towers, from all EMF attacks in the name of Jesus Christ, for all the particles released in the atmosphere that are not intended for us to receive. We bind them and send them back in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, Lord. We bind all pain-afflicting spirits, all sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, drone spirits, whoredom spirits, all the voices of the stranger in their attack, the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons and attacks. We bind all target radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequency attacks, the work of every druid, all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, all mystic rituals and their intent. We bind all 5G and their components, and we overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians in Jesus' name. We bind every order of magic and mystic art. We bind all Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, American, Australian, Caribbean, Latin, American, black and white magic, every order, type, rank, device, and maneuver, every method of demonology, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We stop the demon in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We stop the demon in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind and overturn all and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the hands of the magician. Yes. We thank you. We bind all the Magellan's attacks. We return the attacks to the senders. All that goo, the gray goo, the black goo, and all the other goos, all those particles, the negative and the positive, we send it back in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide, all free-flying devils, all evil spirits that take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, and the spirits responsible for the dominion of sin in each culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return its powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the Flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse demons, all satanic worship, and all witchcraft dedications. We return them on the heads of the senders in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the formation of all bullfrogs, demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs. We bind the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the grove and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, demonic reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit of infirmity, all spirits of supplanting. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of the generation of fools and the spirit of the fool, the words of the fool, the anger of the fool, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the carnal mind. If you are a descendant of fools, now is a good time to cough, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Spirit of the fool, come out of God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. That familiar devil, come out of God's people in Jesus' holy name. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, the spirit and works of the oppressors, false religions, numerology, heresy, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic demons, and their practices in Jesus' name, lewdness, perversion, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirit, death spirit. We send them back where they came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides and defilement by wizards in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and the temptation to sin. We take authority, dominion, and power over the transition in the natural from heterosexual to any other form in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power, and we bind that in the name of Jesus Christ. We send the spirit that help this cause. We bind those devils in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send their wickedness back on their own heads in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people. All of those spirits that were indoctrinated in the school system, telling you that you don't have to listen to your parents. You can do whatever you want to do. You can decide what gender you want to be just as you want to decide. We take authority, dominion, and power in Jesus' name, and we send those devils back where they came from. Deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough in the name of Jesus Christ. Deep breath and cough. If they're in your family, they probably transferred to you. Cough them out in the name of Jesus Christ. If they're in your family, most likely they've transferred to you. Cough them out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Belial, who's responsible for this, in the name of Jesus. We bind Beelzebub and Baal and Basilek, Molech, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, and Zeus, in the name of Jesus Christ. We undo the work of every demonic weapon, fireball, poison, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, colds and triggers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual and ceremony, all of their works, all of their prayers, everything they do, even their elements. We break the power of these things in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the lay of their sins. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinion, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. All the mind control that has come against us on our job, we take authority, dominion, and power over it in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of mind control, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. Every spirit of mind control that's come over God's people and attacked us, you're bound. Come out in the name of Jesus, no matter where you came from. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassment, and witchcraft and mind control back on their own heads in Jesus' name. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber in Jesus' name. We put it into the cage in the name of Jesus, and we send it to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, for ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we come to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we send back all the attacks that have been sent against our equipment in the name of Jesus Christ. Those attacks are attacking the ministry of the Lord Jesus. We send those attacks back wherever they came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We send every attack back. We boomerang it back. We send it back according to the covenant in the name of Jesus Christ. We send it right back. We send it back. Every attack must go back. Every attack must go back. Every attack, 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 every attack must go back in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for rendering to them sevenfold to their bosoms their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We disconnect ourselves from, Father, any spirit that has followed us from any place that we have been. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We send it into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Amen. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we cut ourselves free from every ungodly soul tie, attachment, covenant, agreement, oath, consent, darling, vow, pledge, pact, leave, and any other forms. All silver cords are burned and cut in the name of Jesus Christ. All ley lines and every agreement with the demonic realm. We destroy and tear down every wall of protection around any and every witch, warlock, wizard, Satanist, shaman, sorcerer, divinator, and nanobot in the name of Jesus. We break the power of all curses, all love spells, vexes, hexes, fetishes, charms, all psychic thoughts and psychic prayers, death, bewitchment, potions, mind control, voodoo, magic, sorcery, torment, all psychic warfare, sickness and destruction, incense and candle burnings, incantations, crystals, root work, tribal rituals, and other sins. Any curse that anyone has released against us, Father, we send it back where it belongs in the name of Jesus Christ. They cannot curse what God has blessed. We give you praise. They cannot curse what God has blessed. Any open doors, Lord, that we may have, we seal them and close them now. We release the power of your name at that place. We have repented of our sins, and we walk in the newness of life with you. We thank you for righteousness in Jesus' name. So we give you praise, Lord. We bind every spirit of bondage, heaviness, hate, fear, and unforgiveness in Jesus' name. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for the armor of God. We cast all of our cares upon you. We bind every spirit of fear and every spirit of rebellion in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to remind you, saints, that we have a fast coming up. We have a fast.
Amen.
As you know, whenever we have a fast, God moves the Lord. It's not like he doesn't move any other time, but whenever we come on a corporate fast, God really does wondrous things.
Thank you.
The fast begins on November 16th at 12:01 a.m. your time zone, and it continues unbroken through November 19th at midnight your time zone. The following are allowed: no more, no less, nothing else. If you have any questions, you'll need to ask the Holy Spirit. You're allowed water, Holy Communion, oatmeal, and soup. We are focusing on the book of Proverbs. Our focus is humbling ourselves before the Lord. Day of our fast, there will be an archived message post in the MIC chat room by yours truly, Pastor Sabrina. All questions should be presented to the Lord of the Fast, or you may email me at gproom@outlook.com. Also, in the MIC radio chat, Brother Bill has been kind enough to put this information. He's posted it, and several of the scriptures that we are going to meditate on are listed there as well. Amen. Yes, sir, I will do that. And those scriptures are Psalm 46:1, Psalm 94:17, Psalm 33, verse 20, Psalm 63, verse 7, Psalm 28, verse 7, and Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, saints, there's also going to be additional information concerning the fast posted in the MIC radio chat during the fast. So I would encourage you to check daily there to see what Pastor posted. Pastor posted some things early this morning. So if you're in the chat room, you'll need to scroll up a little later and find out what Pastor posted. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So today, God is going to talk to us about us. About us, yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift everyone that's come to service today before you. And those that have not made it, those that are having a difficulty, Father, we ask that you release your angels there and free them to be able to do that you would have them to do. We thank you for releasing your grace. We thank you for releasing your power right from your throne, right now, in Jesus' holy name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for it, Father. The Holy Spirit said, not shy nor ashamed. Not shy nor ashamed. Amen. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus said to the people, say, Jesus is talking to me. And I'm going to listen. Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So, as he went, he was walking by the Sea of Galilee. I've walked by the Sea of Galilee. It's a wonderful place to be. And they have good fish there. Amen. I can attest to that. Saw Simon Peter and his brother Andrew. They were commercial fishermen, and they were casting a net into the sea. I suppose they wanted to get some fish too. Amen. Jesus said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. So what did they do? Did they stand there with their mouths hanging open? Did they keep doing what they were doing all along? What did they do? What did they do? Well, I'll tell you. So they left their nets and followed him. That's what you call immediate obedience. Humility and immediate obedience. I had a friend who was in the kitchen mopping her floor, and she had young children at the time. And the Lord told her to get dressed and go visit this person because that person needed prayer. She had a choice. She could put that mop and that water aside, put it outside the back door till she got back, grab those children up, jump in the car and go do whatever God was sending her to do. Or she could keep right on mopping for a little while longer till she felt she had gotten finished. And then while she was getting the children dressed, the floor dries, and then she comes and waxes. Now, and then after that, they get in the car and leave. Now tell me, which was obedient? Was it the immediate drop what you're doing and go do what God says? Or is it, Lord, when I get around to it? Which is it? You see, one is obedience and the other is rebellion. And if it's the body of Christ, doesn't seem to know the difference. Amen? Only one of those examples was true obedience. It was not the one where she keeps on mopping, she does the children, she comes back and waxes the floor, and then she leaves. That's not the one. That's called rebellion. I want that to be clear in our minds, because the Lord is going to put us to the test. I want that to be very, very, very crystal clear in our minds, because the Lord is going to put us to the test. The obedience was when she put that mop in that bucket outside, even if she had just gotten started. Snatched those children up, They got in the car and they went off to go pray where God was sending them to go pray. That's obedience. Amen? That's how it works. Jesus went on further and saw James with John, his brother. They were fishermen too. They were in the ship with their dad, mending their fishing net. So he called the two brothers. And what did they do? They had this long discussion with their dad, saying, well, Dad, you know, we haven't talked too much, and we're mostly about finished mending these nets, and that man over there wants us, and we're thinking about going. You think that's what they did? That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says they left the ship and followed him. That's what the Bible says. So in both these cases, both sets of brothers dropped what they were doing immediately and did what Jesus said to do. My, how many of us would have passed that test? Don't email me and tell me. Just talk to Jesus. Amen? So today, the Lord Jesus is saying to each of us, follow me, and I will make you a fisherman of mankind. Now, for those of us that have been in the kingdom over 5 years, I want you to think about this. When was the last time you led someone to Jesus Christ? When was the last time you witnessed to someone? Think about it. When was the last time you were a fruit picker and you went out into the harvest field of the Lord and did some fruit picking? When was the last time? You see, all we need to do is to follow Jesus and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. Sometimes we don't have to go very far at all. Sometimes it's right across the street. Sometimes it's right next door. You see, you'd be amazed what God can do. We will need the same humility and obedience that the brothers displayed when Jesus called it. The same humility, the same obedience. And you see, if you've been in the kingdom for over 5 years, you know at least two scriptures or more. You actually know more. You have a treasure chest of the word in you. You can talk for days about Jesus. You can tell three of your testimonies, and that's 45 minutes. You've got a treasure chest. Well, Jesus doesn't want the lid on the treasure chest. He wants the lid open, and he wants people to indulge in the treasure within. He wants you to make yourself available. He wants to move. He wants to work. You know, there's this song, Lord, I'm available to you. There was this other song that God uses people, ordinary people. Well, he does. It's the truth. And we need to always remember this. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Acts, that's in the New Testament, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Well, that means there's no part of the earth that's left out, wherever you are. If you're out there on a barge that came all the way from China, you should be available to the Lord. God wants to use his people to bring in this end-time harvest. It's end-time harvest time. He wants to get us moving. He wants us to be ready at less than a drop of the hat to witness for his name to do whatever it is that he needs done. And you see, we're the ones he's prepared to do this. That's right. We are the ones that he has prepared to do this. In Acts 1:8, Jesus said to his followers, "You are his follower, aren't you? Aren't you? I hope that you are." That each of them would receive power after the Holy Spirit had come upon their lives. This power comes from God. It's not, it doesn't fly around on the cloud. You're not going to see some pigeon or dove come sit on your head. Just forget that for a minute, okay? This power will cause you to become a witness of Jesus Christ. This power will be with you wherever you are, in the doctor's office, in the post office, in the drive-thru, wherever you happen to be. He'll be there. It will impart boldness and truth so that you will be able to talk to others freely about Jesus Christ. That's what the Lord wants. Care how many men you put on your face, he wants you to open your mouth for him. In Psalm 119, verse 46, I will speak of thy testimony also before kings and will not be ashamed. I will speak. Well, you got to open your mouth to that part. That's how that works. Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 14. Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Amen, Lord. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, not unless they want to start a fire, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. You see, once it's lit, everybody can see. Nobody's sitting in darkness anymore. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Well, in order for them to see it, you're going to have to get out of the house. Amen? Unless you're going to get it done across the phone, you got to get out of the house. It doesn't matter who wants to keep us locked away in our homes, not talking to people, not associating with people, not interacting with people. That's not what the Bible says here, now is it? No, the Bible says you got to get out. You got to interact. You got to have some association. Light has to shine before men, so they got to be able to see it, right? So you can't be in some lockdown where they tell you you can't come out your house because you haven't been vaccinated. Amen. You see, all this is a move against the gospel. That's what this is. It's a move against the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's to stifle and shut down the church. So Jesus is saying to us, it's time to speak up. It's time to speak out. It's time to talk about him to others. See, we don't have a whole lot of time left on this planet. Everybody should have figured that out for themselves by now. Even drunks know better than that. We haven't got a lot of time left. So we've got to maximize our potential while we can. We got to do what we can do while we can get it done. We have to be effective for the kingdom. So that means that we have to open our mouths to others, whomever the others happen to be. And we have to tell them what the Lord would have them to know, whether they will hear it or whether they will not. whether they will like it or whether they won't. We got to do our part. That's what we're called to do. We're not called to be concerned about whether they get in a huff or whether they decide, well, I'll listen to you another day. That's not our place. It's not our place to judge out of our mouths to them. No, we're simply to obey the Lord. That's what we're called to do. We're called to open our mouths, speak up, speak out, say what God wants to say. Amen? So relax, saints. This is a good day in the kingdom. It's a very good day in the kingdom. No, you will not sound like Dr. Pat. Dr. Pat was the only one that could sound like her. There's only one of me. No matter how much I look like my deceased mother, there's only one of me. Or Assistant Pastor Bill. There's only one of him. God didn't make but one. I'm here to testify to that. There's only one, and he's the one. Or Brother Marshall. There's only one of him. And his wife is saying, praise the Lord. Saying, you will sound like yourself. When you open your mouth for Jesus, you'll sound like you. You won't sound like Paul or some other great preacher you've heard of. No, you're not supposed to. That would be a false spirit. The real you is supposed to open your mouth and allow the Holy Spirit to breathe through you and affect the lives of other people. The difference will be that God's grace and strength will flow through you by the Holy Spirit to say to others what the Father will have you to say. Just as the Lord speaks through me while I minister, he can talk through you too. If you remember in the Bible, in the Old Testament, he talks through a donkey. If he can talk through a donkey, there's hope for each of us. But you see, the donkey was not resisting him, and sometimes we do. Amen? Amen. Most likely, you will not feel any different from how you usually feel. Most likely, you will not see any angels, but they will be present. Most likely, you will become focused on what you are saying during the normal course. If you have surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, you have done this, haven't you? I hope that you have. And if you have asked the Father to use your life for his glory, you should expect the Holy Spirit to tap you for the use of the King of Kings. This ought to be an expectation. You said to God, Father, here I am. Use me. Well, expect him to do it then. He wasn't ignoring you when you said that. In fact, they wrote it down in heaven. They can go back and pull it up now, the day, the moment, the time that you said it. If you were crying or if you were yawning, it's down there. Amen? It's recorded in heaven. So, we should expect God to use us. The Word of God, the treasure chest of God is in us. People are dying and going to hell every day. He wants the chest open. He doesn't want the lid on. Take the lid off and let people get what they need. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 9, Isaiah chapter 40, Zion, that bringeth good tidings. Good tidings, you're bringing good news. Get thee up into the high mountain. You remember that city that sat on a hill? He said, get up to the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Well, what about you? It's time for you to lift up your voice with strength, to lift it up and to not be shy nor ashamed nor afraid. And point out Jesus Christ as the only God that there is. It's time for you to do it. It doesn't matter what they want to hear and what they don't want to hear. That's not the point. The point is the witness must go forth. And we are the ones to bring the witness. You just need to be willing. That's all. Hey, if you haven't memorized more than two scriptures is enough. It's okay if you can't remember all of your testimony. The parts that you remember are enough. It's okay if they ask you a question that you can't answer. The Holy Spirit will give you words to say. All you need to do is to depend on the Holy Spirit. It's okay if you feel nervous. Give your feelings to the Lord. Ask him to bring out the boldness that he has given you. It's okay if you think that you can't do this. Cast that demon out of yourself in Jesus' name. Demon out of yourself in Jesus' name. I mean, after all, it's your demon. You have power and authority over it. The Bible tells you so. You find this booger in Jesus' name and you command him to get out of you and go to the feet of Jesus for judgment. You tell him to get right out and don't ever come back and take his buddies with him. And you cough that nasty thing out in Jesus' name. You know how to do that. It's a lying devil. He's lying to you. You were designed to be able to do this by your Creator because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. That's right. You are designed to be able to do this. It comes with your parts when you get them. Once you give yourself over into the hands of the Holy Spirit, it will become as simple as turning on the garden. Everybody knows how to do that. Two-year-olds can do that and get in a lot of trouble, but they don't care. It won't stop them. They have found out what happens when somebody gets to the faucet and turns. The water comes out, and that's just what they want. To get into something they don't need to jump into. That's what turn on the faucet. The rest is automatic. Nobody stands there anymore and has to pump to get the water to come out. Most of us have city water, and those of us that have well water, it's coming out anyway. Those of you that have runoff water from rain, all you do is turn the knob too. So now, since everybody knows, including every two-year-old and some younger, how to turn the faucet on, I mean, they do it in the bathroom when you don't want them to. They jump up there. They've watched you do it. They know how to do it. They jump up there and turn it on and leave it running and run off. Now, if they can do it, you can do it too. The King of Kings lives inside of you. Let him out to bless the world. They need it. They're dying. They're headed to hell. They need it terribly. I remember my grandmother, my paternal grandmother, and her 90-something birthday party, the last one that we gave her. She stood by the closet door in the living room, leaning on the wall, and she said she had prayed to the Lord to give her strength to say what she had to say. And she reminded each of us that she started going to church at 3 years old. And that's about the time I got born, 3 years old. And she'd been going to church ever since. She didn't stop. She gave her life to Jesus as a child. And she served him with everything in her. And that he had blessed her. When she had deficiencies, he gave her what she needed. When she needed to be educated, Columbia University came to the city that she lived in. She graduated from Columbia University, just as Dr. Pat's husband did. You see, whatever she needed, whatever she wanted, God made a way. She turned her life over to him. And she taught elementary school for over 33 years. She didn't just teach. She fed them. She washed their hair. She put clothes on them when they came to school with no clothes. You see, that's when teachers really were teachers by example and not by paycheck only. That's when teachers were real teachers, not just I show up to get a paycheck. Amen. They dedicated their lives, and God gave them a profession to be proud of, and they did it to honor the Lord. She sang in the choir in the church. So they decided they were going to sing it their way and not God's way. She dedicated herself to the Lord. She taught her family how to pray and how to move in the supernatural power of God. So you see, God's looking for some people that will forget about themselves and focus on pleasing him. They'll be concerned about people that are going to hell simply because they're stubborn, stiff-necked, and hardened. We need to be that people. We need to care. You see, God is not looking for experts. He wants to use you just as you are. That's right, you. I don't care how many accents you have. He'll use all of them too. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? The Godhead was asking a question. Who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Have you said that to the Lord from the bottom of your heart? Have you? Father was looking for someone he could send, someone who would obey him. And the servant of the Lord replied, here I am, send me. And God said, go tell this people. Well, today God is waiting for your reply. Please don't make him wait all day. Well, what should I say to others, you say? Well, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, it says, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. It tells us to talk about what we believe in our hearts about Jesus. That's what we tell them. What we believe about Jesus Christ down in our hearts, tell them that, because it's authentic. It's authentic. It flows out of your life. In Acts chapter 4, verse 20, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Some of you have seen miracles and heard miracles right in this ministry. You've been the recipient of miracles. You've heard the testimony that resulted from prayer requests that the Lord answered. You know about the power of God. You know the tremendous might of his love for people, his great compassion and mercy. You've experienced it yourself. You know about that. Tell others. They need to know too. In John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 11, verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen. We're going to talk about what we know and what we've seen in our lives in particular. It's called your Christian witness. And if you're a Christian, you're supposed to have one. How did Jesus save your soul? What happened to you then? So it says that we talk about what we know and what we have seen the Lord do in our lives and in the lives of others. In Psalm 107, verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Are you redeemed? Well, this scripture commands you to speak up and to say so. And if you're going to speak up, there's no point in talking to the dog or the cat or the bird or the fence or talking to the walls or the refrigerator or the cabinet. No, you need to talk to a person who needs to be redeemed, a person who's forgotten that they've been redeemed. Amen? This is not a time to emphasize the devil and his demons. You see, the new birth is not about the devil and demons. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about Jesus Christ. This is about Jesus Christ. And the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 32. And I, Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Well, guess what? Jesus has already been lifted up on the cross. So now it is time to lift him up with your voice. With your voice. It's time to lift him up with your voice. Yes, it is. Amen. When you talk to others about Jesus Christ, you are working with the Lord to lead them to him. Amen? You are working with the Lord. This is one of the most important ministries you'll ever have while you're on the earth, helping others to find their way to Jesus Christ. You see, when you're out in the woods, and all the trees look alike, and all the paths look the same. You can't tell what's going on. But if there's somebody perched in a spot that keeps calling your name, calling your name, calling your name, you hear the voice and you move towards the voice. You see, John the Baptist was like that. He was the voice that spoke in the wilderness. And he was saying, get yourself ready for God. And they heard the voice. And they moved towards the voice. Sometimes you're going to have to say it more than once, more than twice, more than 10 times. They have stuff in their ears that they've heard from the world and the devil. And they need to keep hearing, keep hearing, keep hearing, keep hearing, so that they can keep moving toward the sound of the voice of the Savior. You see, you are working with the Lord to help them to become reconciled to Him. You will be using God's wisdom. In Acts 26, verse 18, and somebody says, but I just found this broadcast. I don't have any of God's wisdom. Well, if Jesus lives in you, he's become wisdom to you, the scripture says. You do have God's wisdom. He lives inside of you. In Acts 26, verse 18, Acts 26, verse 18, to those of you who don't know, Acts is in the New Testament. He said to open their eyes. This is what's happening when you talk to them about Jesus and his love and his redemptive power. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. Why? That they may receive forgiveness in. Extremely important. How else are they going to get to it if they haven't got the foggiest notion what to do? And inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that's in Jesus. Their eyes have to be open. They have to move out of the darkness into the light. They have to move away from the power of Satan and toward God. Why? So that they can get their sins forgiven. Amen. It's the truth. In the book of James, James chapter 5, verse 20, James chapter 5, 20, he says that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. He which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. This is important. Remember, saints, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, the Lord reminds us that if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. It's the lost people that can't find the gospel. It's the one that's lost. They can't find the gospel. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, beginning with verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. There was a person sent from God whose name was, and you should put your name right there. Same came for a witness. To bear witness to the light, because Jesus is the light of the world, that all men through him might believe. I have a neighbor. I couldn't convince them of much, but I was able to convince them that Jesus Christ is God. It took months to get it done. Actually, years. Thank you, Lord. But I got him that far. Finally, he understood that Jesus Christ is God. Recently, he'd been attacked by COVID, and I spoke with his wife as I was borrowing something from her. And I told her that our church would pray for him. Well, he recovered. Whether he's gone any further with the Lord, I don't know. But I do know I did my part, and we did our part. So he still has breath in his body and blood in his veins, and he's able to go first. You see, God didn't ask you to build a bridge. He asked you to do your part. He's got many bridge builders. Amen. It's so. So, saints, in Acts chapter 18, verse 9, we have a command from the Lord. He says, be not afraid, but speak, and hold not peace. Be not afraid or timid or ashamed, but speak and hold not thy peace. Open your mouth. You've done this before. You've opened your mouth and said things you had no business saying. Well, guess what? Now you can open your mouth and say things you ought to say. That's the truth. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2. 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 2, verse 2. And they had some difficulty, the disciples did. It says, even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, that doesn't mean everybody don't like what you have to say, but you know how to bind their devil. As you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God. How did they get bold? In God. To speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. That means it's a word going back and forth. And some of those words were kind of heated. But they didn't back up. They didn't back down. They stood their ground and spoke the truth. And so should you. Jesus never said there wasn't going to be any opposition to the gospel. In Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 19. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 19. And for me, you can put your name right there, that utterance may be given unto me. Put your name right there. That I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Every day, I don't care if you do have to post it on the refrigerator. As for me, put your name right there. That utterance may be given unto me. Put your name there. That I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. That therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Put it across the refrigerator, because you know you're going there. Put it across the bathroom mirror, because you know you're going there. And when you see it, open your mouth and say it. Declare it. Proclaim it. So it'll take hold in your spirit. And when it's time for your mouth to open, it'll open. You'll speak what God wants you to speak. You won't be, you won't do that. It'll come right out. Just like turning the faucet on, the water will come out. The water of the words will come out of your mouth. Don't worry, saints. The more you do this, the better you will become at it. The more you do this, the easier it will become. Just open your mouth to Jesus, and he will fill it. The Bible says that. By the way, I'm reminded of an incident in my own life. I can talk about me. Nobody's going to say a thing. I was at the airport decades ago, and I was out there wandering around, trying to find my car. It was out on one of those paved parking lots there. And you know they've got them all lined up, and you're going to be looking for a while if you're like me. But you see, I had prayed that day. And I said, Lord, I can't take it anymore. I need a fix. I got to have a fix. I need a fix, Jesus. Send me a fix. Okay. Then I went on with my day. So while I still had this prayer in my heart and in my mind, I'm walking up and down trying to find my car, looking like as lost as you can look. And I spotted a man, and I walked right up to him. I don't remember if I said hi, good afternoon, good morning, or any of that. I do remember this. I looked him in the face and I said, do you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? He said, yes. I led him in a sinner's prayer and I said, thank you. God bless you. And walked away. That's it. There wasn't any, you know, did you know Jesus died on the cross and that he loves you? And none of that. It was bold, straightforward, to the point, and it was wrong. Now, you may not be like that, but I was that day. I just walked right up to him. I got to the point. He said yes. I led him in a sinner's prayer. I thanked him, and I left. Okay, so that means this is not hard. It doesn't matter if your knees are shaking. When you finish, they'll stop. It doesn't matter if your hands are shaking. When you finish, they'll be calm. The bottom line is you got to get up. You got to do what you got to do when it's time to do it. You got to get the option for the dumps and the function, saints, and it's time to get moving. Remember, saints, we are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. Come on. Everybody likes to smile. Be pleasant, not grumpy. Think ice cream. That should help. Relax. God is in control. Look nice. Clean clothes. Personal grooming is a plus. Look them in the face. Turn your schedule over to the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we have scheduled ourselves out of opportunities to lead people to Jesus. You know how it is. You have your list of things to do. It's written right there across your forehead and down the back of your head. You figured it out. I got to go here, here, here. Then I got to get some gas, and I got to go here, 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 and here. And then when I get there, I got to... By the time you finish that, have you left any opportunity for Jesus to use you to wit?
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you explain that then. You may not lead someone to Christ every time you witness, but if the door opens to lead them to Jesus in prayer, go for it. People are dropping dead, left and right. That might be the last opportunity that person has before they drop into hell. Let me say that part again. You may not lead someone to Christ every time you witness, but if the door opens to lead them to Jesus in prayer, go for it. It might be the last time they get that opportunity. Say to yourself from Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Say to yourself again, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Say, you're going to be just fine. And the Father will beam with love and pride in your witness of obedience. Go to it, say. They need to hear that Jesus loves them and will forgive their sins. Amen? You have been commissioned. Now get to work. Stand for the benediction. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And the body of Christ said, amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor loves you, church. Recast. Especially if you have been shy or ashamed. Amen. Amen. And keep checking in to the MIC radio chat to find out what Pastor posted. Pastor loves you. Amen. And we'll talk to you again on Wednesday. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Some have called